'Tis the season to get scared out of your socks. And while those goosebumps are up, consider just why you get scared. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more with the Psych Geeks, two guys who know what scares you and why.
Brain-eating zombies, giant mutant insects, ghosts, vampires, body cavity-invading aliens. The list of what scares us is long and varied, but the reasons why we're scared by stuff are basic human reactions we all share. Eric Wesselman and Scott Jordan are professors of psychology at Illinois State University and contributors to the recently released book, Supernatural Psychology, Roads Less Traveled. Jordan says what makes something scary for us has a lot to do with expectation and surprise.
If you have expectations, they can have you can have positive surprise, you can have negative surprise. And negative surprise would be what I think we call fear. Some people argue there are five basic fears: extinction, which is your own death; mutilation, which is the loss of a body part; the body invasion movies like Alien; loss of autonomy, separation from others; and then what would be called ego death.
Ego death.
Which is the loss of your social connectedness to others through ostracism, humiliation, shame, or guilt.
I think the core between all of that is threat of some level, whether it's physical threat or social threat. It's something that we wish to avoid. And so we have high physiological negative arousal towards it.
So there's a whole library of fears out there that we share. We're all checking books out of these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is what unites us as humans.
Right.
So horror is something that is terrifically popular in popular culture right now. And I'm wondering if there's a particular reason for that.
Fear and the genre of horror has been around for a long time.
Forever.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Often the way that the horror manifests itself is culturally relevant. In the 50s, we had all the radiation, large insect movies.
A monster leaving a trail of carnage, spreading panic across a continent.
And that was, of course, due to cultural fear of radioactive fallout. Fear is always there, and it's culturally mediated, and different cultural mediators play out in different generations.
Well, if we were to look at popular culture right now, what's scaring us right now? I mean, zombies were so huge for a long time, and I guess they still are pretty huge in popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to confess that I don't get it. Zombies I don't find particularly scary, but a lot of people do. Why zombies? Is that addressing some under our skin fear that we don't talk about?
You know, the zombie movies are an interesting genre, and it has, you know, there's sort of always been some key components to it, but culture, as Scott mentioned, culture mediated some of the expressions. So from the first major zombie films, really,
like 40s, Romero?
Before that,
oh,
actually.
Before Romero.
Yeah,
oh, like so, I Walked with a Zombie.
Yeah, exactly. You know, White Zombie with Bela Lugosi. And
zombies, yes. They are my servants. In their lifetime, they were my enemies.
During the black and white Universal era, the zombies were, you know, voodoo Haitian inspired, if you will, whether they were actually members of that culture or whether it was members of the American predominantly white culture going in. And there was definitely some sort of racial component in terms of intergroup conflict. But this idea of a different culture robbing someone or robbing us of our will seemed to be particularly scary. And that kind of moved into Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you could argue, and things like that, too. The loss of will, more of ego. But then moving into Romero, they make one brief reference in Night of the Living Dead to a potential cause for the reanimation of the dead. And that was like some radiation coming from a satellite that came through.
Our old bugaboo radiation.
Right, right. And then progress forward to the zombie movies of the late 80s and early 90s, and now you start having a virus metaphor coming through with that.
Now, does this come from our fear of AIDS by any chance?
I think that's what many people would argue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing about zombie films, though, is that zombies are almost like a force of nature. They're the great white shark, if you will, that's always there, coming at you, surrounding you. But in Romero films, as well as The Walking Dead and some other variants of this, the really scary threat is other people. You know, it almost becomes like Thomas Hobbes, life becoming nasty, brutish, and short, just running into more and more evil people who are doing horrible things to survive. And you see that across a lot of different apocalyptic genre films, whether it's zombies or whatever, this idea of we are our own worst enemies comes up.
Yeah, in the end, as those arcs build on and the apocalypse continues and you're left with mean people, it does play out that way. I do think there's something unique about zombies, though. And then I think zombies tap into all these different levels of fear. Mm-hmm. There's your own death, of course. It's common to any monster. And, of course, horrible mutilation and this loss of autonomy coupled with a shocking or well-done aspects of some of the early Walking Dead episodes was the idea of all these people around and I can't be with them because they might eat me. So people were reorganizing their idea of being around people. And then just over time, you see the loss of identity as people become killers who weren't killers, or people die who thought they were killers, ended up not being. So it's almost as if zombies and zombie hordes just represent all of these fears in one sort of package.
Why do we like to be scared so much? Is it just the simple, it's fun to go into a safe space, a movie theater, or just watching a laptop and be scared and know that deep down we're not really in any danger? I mean, is it just that, or is there something else going on there?
I think that was
That's pretty much it?
There's also the social aspect of being in a theater with a bunch of screaming, scared people.
Is fear contagious?
And yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Part of watching a horror film in a safe space, whether it be by yourself or with lots of other people, is this sort of safe release of tension. You know, almost like, you know, we laugh afterwards, same way as we do with a roller coaster. We were watching It, and there's a particular tense moment. I don't know if it's too late to give spoilers, so I'll hold off. But there's a particular moment when the kids are fighting the monster, and there's a particularly brutal hit that the kids deliver. And it's a very tense moment. There was like this, a couple beats, and then this guy next to us screamed, you know, some type of profanity at the screen and basically like, yeah, take that. And the entire theater, which was full, just erupted. Yeah. I mean, that was just a perfect example of tension release and contagion of emotions.
Well, let's talk about how we see in a lot in media the marriage of horror with comedy. Mm. Why do those two go so well together?
Comedic release. Comedic relief. It makes it tolerable to be in that space, or at least more tolerable to be there. I mean, there are movies that are nothing but fear from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, but if we want to stay with the zombies, I mean, Shaun of the Dead is scary, yes, but it's also very, very funny.
Oh my God. She's so drunk.
Oh, she wants a cuddle.
Is it, I'm serious, I've just come out of a relationship.
Do something!
Wait there.
And hold it there.
And just get off me!
It creates this emotional cycle that's more likely to keep you involved. And the two emotions probably complement each other, keep each other refreshable, as it were. And I mean, there are plenty of people that love straight horror for an hour and a half.
Well, it's just like the roller coaster metaphor. So there's a theory in psychology that talks about excitation transfer. So it looks at physiological arousal, right? So we can look at emotions on a couple different dimensions. The two key ones being, one, is it positive or negative? And two, is it like high physiological arousal? Are we, you know, breathing fast? Is our heart beating, sweating, those types of things, which could be positive, or it could be negative, depending upon the context. And so when you look at these types of films, excitation will, that physiological arousal will sort of kind of bleed over, no pun intended, from positive to negative, depending upon that context. So like you're tense going up the climb of the roller coaster and then coming down, it's now suddenly release and laughter.
And more and more directors are taking advantage of that moment of release to re-scare you. Because you're not in, it's in the moment of release. You're not supposed to be scared. Mm-hmm. And then things come from nowhere. It's really
But that scare makes the laughter funnier.
Yeah.
And that
turns a laugh into a scream.
Yes,
or
exactly.
A scream into a laugh.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With so much in the media revolving around horror, are we getting maybe a little too jaded? Is it harder to scare us these days?
On the one hand, yeah. You know, as you habituate to certain types of content in movies, more is demanded to elicit the same response. I don't know that this necessarily leads to a desensitization of the population to real violence. That's always the arc the leap people make, is the movies are more violent, so therefore people are. You know, it's interesting. It used to be the case when I was growing up that when I was younger growing up, you couldn't watch R-rated scary movies anywhere but the theater. And that was all part of the context of the fear. Now you can watch those movies on your phone at work if you want to. All these different contextual aspects become part of get wrapped up in what it means to be scared and what scares you.
Well, I want to know what scares you guys. Scott?
Oh, bodily invasion by spiders.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's bad. That's why Aliens was so good. Yeah. I don't know why I watch it, but yeah.
I don't think anything scares Eric.
No, that's not true at all. The level that I'm comfortable talking about would definitely be spiders. I hadn't even thought of the bodily invasion of spiders, so thank you, Scott. That's going to keep
now
me
you
up.
Now you have a new dream.
Oh, God.
That's Scott Jordan and Eric Wesselman from the Illinois State University Department of Psychology. Their new book, Supernatural Psychology, Roads Less Traveled, is published by Sterling and is available now. I'm Laura Kennedy.
The Psych Geeks will be part of a panel discussion on geek life, pop culture, and what scares us on Wednesday, November 7th at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts, immediately following a performance of the play, She Kills Monsters.